they killed him, my old man. My old man, he is dead and gone. Now I am your old man. And my advice to you, my son, is to fight back while you can. Watch out for the man with a silicon chip. Hold on to your job with a good firm grip. If you don't, you'll have had your chips the same as my old man.
That's from an album in tribute to Ewan McCall, who wrote that song. There it's done by Chaim Tenenbaum, My Old Man, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green is here today, Ellis Dorham as well, and in just a moment, Bertha and the Bells. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Mike and Mars' weekend off to a good start, too. He's got a rare Saturday off, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our toll-free, or not toll-free, but listening number where you can listen, provided you have unlimited long distance, at 631-359-8728.
He's been on the job too long. Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along came Brady in his electric car. He's got an eagle right in his eye. He's gonna shoot somebody just to see him. Shining star, and Brady says, Duncan, you're under arrest.
There they are, those jam bees, the Johnson Mountain Boys. And Duncan and Brady. I think Bertha and the Bells are able to hear me. Can you guys hear me out there? Yay, they can. They're going to join us in just, well, they're already here, but they're going to join you in just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And as you may have heard in the little preview I gave you a moment ago, they're going to sound just great.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Devel Crawford is the pianist you are hearing right now. Follow us on social media at SLB Radio or on most platforms. It's funny, I get a little busier than you might think these days. So I sometimes am the last to know when somebody is about to appear on the program. And a couple of weeks ago, my friend Annie, who is in Bertha and the Bells, sent an email, and it said something like, coming up from Bertha and the Bells. And I was thinking, gosh, I wish we could get them on the radio. And then her email was to let people know that they were going to be on today. So I was thrilled to see that. And I wish I'd known it earlier. But I'm so happy they're here now, and you're going to be too. Join me now as we welcome Bertha and the Bells.
Life, so haunting me.
Bertha and the Belt, starting here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'd like to make sure you introduce everybody, or you are introduced to everybody who's playing along, and we'll start with Alice Backer, who's playing fiddle. Hi, Alice.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
It's wonderful to see you here. I saw you smiling through the window. I was looking at you through the window the second you got here. How long have you played fiddle?
I've been playing fiddle since I was 7 years old, although at that time it was a violin, purely a classical violin. Then when I moved to New York, after I graduated from college and had my first job, I fell in love with fiddle music, and it's been that way ever since.
I can tell. Well, most musicians love playing music, but you just have a certain happiness about you as you play. Welcome. Annie, I've known Annie for years, and you are also very joyful. These harmonies are incredible. You must work really hard to get them.
You know, it's been on my bucket list for years, for a long time, to sing harmony with a couple of other women, and this is my dream band, quite frankly. And we do work hard, and it's interesting, we all learn different ways. I naturally hear the harmony, but some of us, you know, need like notes and you know, we actually work on them. Okay, there's a hole here, we need to, you know, to go to this note. And it really works out well.
Yeah, when people hear it as they're listening, it sometimes seems so natural and easy, but it's not. It sounds, good harmony sounds effortless, I guess, but it takes a lot of work.
And it's interesting, too, some of us have done duet stuff, and so with just two voices, you're really free to go, you know, go wherever you want to on the melody. But in a trio, you really have to work stuff out. So
interesting. Yeah, if you're a soloist, you can do you have fewer degrees of freedom the more people you add, I guess, as it gets to it. Well, it's good. It's good to see you, Annie. And then the third vocalist is playing this banjo uke too.
Yes. Hi, I'm Pam. Hi, Larry. Nice
Hi,
to
Pam.
See you again.
You too. And tell me about the banjo uke. This is Pam Hawley.
Hi. Yes, about a year and a half ago, Richard in our band introduced the banjo uke to me. He said, I think this would be a great little instrument for you to play. And the type of songs we play, like Sweet Georgia Brown, it just adds a little bit of something, something. So, but I want to mention something about the harmonies. On some level, we work at it, but on some level, it's very natural. Because the first time that we got together, because first I was singing with Alice, and then Annie came to the group, and we just, as soon as I heard the trio, I went, wow, that's a beautiful blend. Like, you never know how it's going to work out when you introduce someone new. And it really has, and feels somewhat like a family.
You know? Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like three sisters when you sing those trios together. It's just beautiful.
Been fun. And what's also fun is that we all like a different variety of music, so we bring different kinds of music to the band, so it keeps it interesting.
Yeah, you're going to hear, I've peeked ahead at what the group's going to be playing and singing for you today, and there's quite a style. And then we have Mando Richard, who is here along with a new Bertha. You're I hate to say second fiddle, but I guess second bass. Tell me about this new one.
Well, this new bass is one that it was completed in May of this year, and I drove to Mystic, Connecticut to pick it up from Upton Bass with no mishaps except for a ding in the windshield.
poor thing.
Bertha was just saying it wasn't her fault. She wasn't driving.
I was going to say, if you're driving... If Bertha, it seems to me you could use the HOV line if Bertha's there with you. You should be able to. Probably not. If I got pulled over, I think I could win the argument if Bertha were in the passenger seat.
Not with a member of the Connecticut Highway Patrol. No, I don't think so.
Put a
wig
on Bertha and a shawl.
Yeah.
Pass for
well, where is OG Bertha, the other Bertha? She's in my living room. Yeah. So it's like, you know, when the bells come over to practice, they've got an audience of two basses sitting there along with me.
She's a little jealous to me, Richard.
No, she's not. She's not. She's enjoying having a new bass to mentor and get into the act.
Excellent.
Well, thank you, Bertha and Richard, Gordon, Mando, Richard, to many of you. It's good to have all of you here. And the first song was probably very recognizable, Blue by You, Blue Stay Away From Me. And I wonder if the next one, or Blue Stay Away From Me, the next one is Blue by You, which I think is... gosh, who? Linda Ronstadt did Blue by You, right? So you'll recognize this once again, Bertha and the Bells.
Pienso lo que es amar, esperando mi amor escuchar un lago azul. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou, where those fishing boats with the sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. I'm gonna see my baby again. I'm gonna be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll feel better again. Goodbye, you. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. I'm looking forward to happier times. Goodbye, you. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou, where those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see the familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
Beautiful version of that song from Bertha and the Bells. Nice to hear the Spanish at the beginning. And then the trio really showcased beautifully on that song. Bertha and the Bells are going to be taking to the stage in late September, Friday, September 26th. They will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the South Hills, which is on Washington Road in Mount Lebanon, for the Sunny Hill Live Series. That's Friday, September 26th at 7 o'clock. And then the very next day at 5:45 Saturday, not 5, not 6, but 5:45 p.m. They run a tight ship at the Shiloh Center on Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. They're going to be opening for the Hollertones from Ohio with a potluck dinner and a jam session afterwards. I love the 5:45 start time.
Well, that's so that you can get there at 5:15 when the doors open and start eating dinner and the potluck, you know, that way there'll probably be still some people eating while we're playing. But that's going to be so much fun because it's going to be like old-time music is, you know, where you got the stage show, you got the food, and then you got the jam session afterwards. That's just going to be a whole lot of fun on the 27th. It's going to be fun at Sunny Hill Live on Friday the 26th, too, but that's a more traditional concert setting.
Should be a great show. Does anybody know much about the Hollertones? Has anybody seen them before? I'm looking, and it looks like Alice knows the most.
They're a wonderful old-time band with a lot of good fiddling and great singing. They play a nice selection of old-time music.
Excellent. We'll look for them. So that's a big weekend, the 26th and the 27th. Bertha and the Bells. Bells spelled the usual way that a bell as a person would be, BELLES.com. BerthaandTheBells.com to keep up schedule-wise with what they're playing. I think the next song is a Gillian Welch song.
Correcto.
If memory is right. You'll recognize it, perhaps, Red Clay Halo.
All the girls all dance with the boys from the city. They don't want to dance with me. I ain't got no fault, but my fields are muddy and the red. Summer, it blows in a crimson tide, till the trees and the leaves and the cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my
and the Bells, and they're playing live on the Saturday Light Brigade today. Thank you for tuning in and being with us, and thank them for being here on Labor Day weekend. If you're enjoying their music as much as I think you are, you might want to pick up a recording of theirs. If you go to berthaandthebells.com, you'll find a CD that you can order or download, and that's the best way if you're looking for their music to support them and get a hold of it or to go and visit them too. I'm looking, Richard may have some more information about that.
I just was going to say, or come see us live. Yeah, you know, that's really the way to experience this music is go out and hear us live. And, you know, the Sunny Hill concert on September 26th is one I'm really looking forward to. It's in a nice big room down there at that Unitarian Church on Washington Road in Mount Lebanon. And, of course, the jam session slash concert slash meal. I'm always up for a meal on Saturday the 27th. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, too. But that's the best way to experience the music is to come out and hear us live.
Well, and that gig starts at a sensible time, 7 o'clock on the dot. No,
5:45.
No 5:45-ish or
there's
anything.
There's no potluck meal, yeah.
7 o'clock. Oh, 7:30. Okay. I've 7 here, but 7:30 is the time at Sunny Hill Live. Still a sensible bottom of the hour kind of time.
Larry and I are used to these 11:23s, 12:57s, you know, that kind of thing from the radio.
Yes, but that's fine. And, actually, the Sunny Hill Live sounds like a great series, too. I know it's a beautiful church. And if you're interested, I'm sure Bertha and the Bells would love to play at a function you might be planning, especially with Autumn coming aboard. It's a great sound for whether it be an Apple Festival or an Autumn Festival. Lots of good things. Anybody active? Annie, are you playing in any other groups now?
I'm playing with a square dance band or contra dance band right now with it. Mike and Janet Ring and Jeff and Jean Getz, which is really fun. But
what's the name of the band?
The Al Amano String Band is Allegheny, Monongahela, Ohio. It kind of sounds like an Al Amano left, which is a part of the, it was kind of a play on words. But yeah, we have a good time playing together.
Great band. What about Richard? You got something going on?
Yeah, I also am the bass player with the John and Wendy Mack and Bluegrass Band, and we'll be appearing under the tent at Schenley Plaza on Thursday, September 4th at 7:02 p.m. No, 7 p.m. I couldn't resist saying that. And yeah, I also play in a contra dance band, Senior Moment, where all of us are above a certain age, but we don't have anything going on at the moment. And Pam's always singing with everybody. I can't even keep up with her.
Pam, anything you'd like to mention while we have a moment?
Well, we had a busy summer, definitely with Bertha and the Bells. We had a lot of gigs. And also, I used to direct a group called the Sassy Seniors. And Alice and I actually helped out with them. It's so fun. They put on a great show for seniors. We go into nursing homes and independent living places. Also in a band with my husband. And, you know, we've had a lot of gigs over the past year with that. So,
with your Spanish, you could come up with a puppet called Señor Moment. And Señor Moment.
Señor Momento. Yeah.
Or Momento could be another.
Actually,
one.
Annie is fluent in Spanish. And so the first time I sang in front of her, she was like, we have to fix some of those words.
We had to correct some of the yins or vowels.
Thanks, Richard.
It's not a band per se, but I've been jamming with some friends. We're getting to the Django Reinhardt stuff. So I'm learning all those cool swing chords. And our next song, actually, kind of features that.
I'm happy to hear about that. And Annie's artwork, anything up currently?
No, I actually had a solo show at the McMurray Art League June and July, and now I have a couple of bins of pictures I have to hang somewhere in my house, but we'll figure that out. But it was really lovely. I had a lot of people coming out from the East End to my house, you know, down there to McMurray. It's a far trek.
Alice, anything you want to mention before we get to the next song? This is the personal plugs and pastimes portion. Seeing none, we will move on to the next tune. I can't wait to hear this. It's a drag called the Boot Heel Drag, and it goes like this. Thank you. That sounded just great to hear.
Ones, but we all love it.
Sounded great. We want to say good morning to the McDonald's listening in Kaiser on WKYW, who pass along a hello to Richard. And also, that Karen McDonald is a very careful listener. Just prior to introducing you, Devel Crawford was played, and he is an artist from New Orleans. And I did not try to be a little understated, but indeed I played him because we're at the 20th anniversary of the governmental flood that occurred in New Orleans 20 years ago. And I'm glad you happened to hear that horrible conditions caused during Katrina. And thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Speaking ever so briefly about the 20th anniversary of that flood, there is a film called The Big Uneasy, which is now available at no charge on YouTube. It was put together by New Orleans resident Harry Shearer, who you may know as an actor, and it's quite a good movie, and it helps explain the origins of the flood, and I think tells a very accurate story of how it came to be and some of the response efforts. End of speech. But The Big Uneasy is a great film. Who can tell me what's next? Everybody knows.
Next is a song from Neil Young, featuring the Bells in After the Gold Rush.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun.
There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen one. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
What a beautiful version of that song. You may have heard it lots of times before, or maybe it's a first for you, After the Gold Rush by Neil Young. Now, Alice, I think, mentioned earlier that they played a song that was lesser known by Bob Wills. And now here comes the song that's going to fix that average, I do believe. I think you'll probably recognize it. It's one of Bob Wills' best known songs. And we'll see if you recognize it. Here again, Bertha and the Bells.
See that gal with the red dress on, some folks call her Donna. She stole my heart away from me way down in Louisiana.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Little bee sucks the blossom, a big bee makes the honey. Poor man grows the cotton, a rich man makes the money.
Take me back to Tulsa,
I'm too young to marry.
Take me back to Tulsa,
I'm too young to marry. Oh, walk and talk, Susie. Oh, walk and talk, Susie. Oh, walk and talk, Susie. Oh, walk and talk, Susie.
Take it, Bertha.
Round the outhouse, I went round to meet her. She lifted up her petticoat and I pulled out for Tulsa.
Ow!
Take me back to Tulsa,
I'm too young to marry.
Take me back to Tulsa,
I'm too young to marry.
Take me back to Tulsa,
I'm too young to marry.
Take me back to Tulsa,
I'm too young to wed thee.
Ah, there you've got the, oh, what a great version of Take Me Back to Tulsa.
We stuck in a verse by Merle Haggard. I think you'd recognize which one
yes,
was.
Yes, I did. I did. I let that Merle Haggard, who became onomatopoetic as life went on, or is that the right word? But Asleep at the Wheel was here in Pittsburgh a few weeks ago, and they are touring with Ray Benson. 50 years fronting Asleep at the Wheel. It's
amazing.
And they
even have a new record out.
Yeah, yeah. And just a great... In fact, that record came out, I think, last Friday. But I didn't get a chance to see them. They do a great version of that song. I'm so glad you included the next song in your set, because it's one of my favorites. I don't really know why. It's just the melody more than the lyrics, but the melody always makes me feel good. Who picks what you play? I would imagine it's consensus, but...
I have a funny story to tell. We were playing in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, at a church, and the preacher came up to me and said, "Who's in charge?" And we all look like, huh, what? We all are. And the same's true with the music. We pick it out. each one of us brings things to the bands and to the band. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but usually with enough practice, it works.
Well, here, and also, I'll repeat this again, or repeat this. I'll say it again or repeat this, but repeat this again is not, that's a little redundant. But it's berthaandthebells.com to find more information about their upcoming gigs and about their music. Here is Lady Be Good.
I just wanted to add one thing to Lady Be Good. I used to sing in a barbershop choir, and I really like barbershop music. So right in the middle of our version of Lady Be Good, you'll hear some barbershop harmony.
Alice brought this to our repertoire, and she started the arrangement, and I love it now. This is great. Right.
Some fancy fiddling there from Alice Backer, and I'm glad you mentioned the harmonies, the barbershop harmonies coming in there. That's a really unique way to do that song. It's been so much fun to have you guys here, Pam Holly, along with Alice Backer, Annie Trimble, and Mando, Richard Gordon, and Bertha and the Bell, the second, or Bertha, the second of her name is her official name.
Your own staff member named it.
I understand. Ty
Trotsky named her.
She didn't hit it with a bottle of champagne, I hope.
She hasn't met her.
That would not be good for the champagne bottle, nor the bass, nor Ty, for that matter. You can find them, Bertha and the Bells, all one word, .com. And you can also find them September 26th at 7:30 at Sunny Hill Live. That's the series at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the South Hills, 1240 Washington Road in Mount Lebanon. And they also will be at the Shiloh Center on Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville, opening for the Holler Tones on September 27th at roughly 5:45. Anything else we should have mentioned before you play your last song for the
I just want to say that this last one is for you, Larry.
Oh, thank you.
It's called Listen to the Radio.
Is this Nancy Griffith's song?
Yes.
It's a wonderful song. I have to go in there while you play it, but I promise I'll be listening because I have to go in and resume my role as the pilot. I hope you've enjoyed your flight.
We love it.
Thank you
so
much.
Please put your tables up when you're done and wait for the two-tone signal to exit. Once again,
thanks
here's
so much, Larry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we love being here.
Once again, we love you too.
And Chad and
Bertha
and Ellis and all our crew here.
Bertha and the Bells.
And David, our audience.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for coming.
Live studio audience of one.
That's nice. Well, Richard will tell you it's all about an audience of one. So here again, Bertha and the Bells.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. Well, these Delta towns that wear satin gowns in a high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hands through the radio. Where would I be at times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio, oh, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, I left a handsome two-stepping good old boy in Tennessee. He's sitting on the sofa just looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 0018 Martin guitar in the backseat of my car. And I'm leaving Mississippi with the radio on. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio, oh, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, oh,
the border in the Louisiana sky. I smell the poncho train, I hear silver wings, and away Merle Haggard flies.
That good old boy will find a band of gold on the stereo. Yeah, my mama's gonna call saying where she's gonna say, down the road with the radio on. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio, oh, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh, listen to the radio. Radio, oh.
Bertha and the Bells. What a beautiful sound. And thanks to our audience of one. And thank you for your support of SLB on this Labor Day weekend. BerthaandTheBells.com is how you can learn more about them.
Nothing new. Now the guy that works the hardest, he never gets the dough.
That's right.
And here's another little thing I'm positive you know.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
Corny, the captain gets the bars, and the generals get the stars.
The soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars.
Now a baby cries for mama,
but he never even recognizes dad.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
But a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
The Hoosier Hot Shots from 1942. That's one of those songs you have to identify the artist to immediately after it's played. Louis Jordan. Next on the Saturday Light Brigade as we close out today's Labor Day show.
When a farmer's farming, let him raise his crop. When a woodman's chopping, let him have his chop. When a porter's scrubbing, let him have his mop. Every man to his own profession. Let a doctor tend to ease an aching back. Woo-hey. shopper, fill his laundry sack. Every man to his own profession. When a carpenter's sawing on a piece of wood, don't you be bragging that you also could. He might hand you his saw and give a wise old call. You might start sawing and saw your fingers off. When a school mom's teaching, let her teach her school. When it comes to women, don't you be no fool. When it's life in general, here's the golden rule. Every man to his own profession.
To Chad Green, technical director, and Ella Storm, technical associate, for their work on today's program. Touch Roski Books, the Saturday Light Brigade. Our education team includes Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, Ben Rutkowski. Green, technical director, and Ella Storm, technical associate, for their work on today's program. Touch Roski Books, the Saturday Light Brigade. Our education team includes Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, Ben Rutkowski, and Joseph Kukula. Kukula. And Megan Valley. Our director of operations is Robert Gray. And our director of me is Ricky Berger. We'll meet you next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Thank you, Larry. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio.